It's real funny. They say Oprah Winfrey may be rich, but the staff at the New York City landmark Waldorf Astoria Hotel isn't impressed. Sources say Oprah's forgotten to tip the doorman at the famed hotel during her last four visits.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Isn't that something?
And better yet, on the subject of Oprah, and this is on the flip side of the, he's in the building.
Please welcome Don Gordon!
You are such an intensely, I mean intensely, intense, but an intensely private person. And then now you are just out everywhere, kissing and a hugging. What has happened to you? What has happened to you?
Those clapping seals.
Something happened to you.
I'm in love.
There's the crowd.
I'm in love. It's one of these things where it's like, you know, you want to be cool. I was like, yeah, I like her. You know, she's cool. That's not me. That's not
listen
how it feels.
So what, when, how, what, how, what happened?
Well, Oprah, you're so funny.
Okay, so did it start with, is it true that you called her for a meeting for something? Is that true?
We have to get into details
okay,
of everything.
What a freak. You know, I'm going to save this when we have time.
Oh, man.
Before the break, I wanted to mention this. Oprah story, you know this author that she just raked over the coals?
Yes.
The fiction author?
Yeah, she finally decided to attack.
Yeah, after
at first, she supported the son of a bitch.
Right, and of course she has a show on every emotion that she has in the course of this thing.
Of course,
so we have to go through her whole emotional vortex.
Oh, yeah.
And with a different show for every vortex of her emotions.
Yeah, and then when she finally comes out and does the right thing and wails on this guy, everyone forgives everything immediately, her past transgressions. All of a sudden, okay, Oprah's great. No recall of her falling all over the guy in support of him right afterwards.
Well, anyway, Bruce Willis came out and ripped her as a hypocrite because she beat up this James Fry and confronted him on his BS while never confronting Bill Clinton and other guests who lie. So he's making a bid to challenge her personally by having him on her show. During an interview about his new flick, 16 Blocks, Willis raged about how disgusting it was for Fry to be sucker-punched on Oprah by one of the most powerful women on television.
I guess he's pumping somebody.
just to grind her own ex, addressing the star directly in an obvious reference to her Did You Cheat interview with the ex-president, he ranted, Oprah, you had Bill Clinton on your show, and if this bleep didn't lie about a couple of things, I'm going to set myself on fire right now. Insiders report, Willis asked to appear on Oprah, but he's been rebuffed so far because they're all booked up for the year. She wants to go on there and challenge her about some of the other guests she's had that she
nothing
doesn't
doing.
Question. Yeah, and
that'll never happen.
No
way in hell.
God, there's some other great stuff.
Oh, well, good side Bruce that, Willis. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's a great story about Jennifer Aniston's former roommate when she first got to Hollywood, and there's a website where they have electricity going through Cruz's hands through Oprah, and it looks like she's being shocked. What is that site? God, that's a funny site.
Everybody emailed that up.
Is it YouTube? You been to that site?
YouTube?
I think it's YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
.com.
No, I haven't seen it.
I'll see if it's still on our site.
Where I got the Sebastian Bach cut, where he's singing Holla Back Girl.
Do you want to see Oprah and Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Come on over.
Okay.
I know this. I know you'll find this worthwhile. See, look how nutty he looks.
His mouth. Oh, that's awesome.
See, he was really doing that. There just weren't the electrical bolts going through. I mean, wasn't that the weirdest way of holding someone's hand?
I know. It looks like a 50s horror movie.
Yeah, it does.
Wouldn't it be cool if he really did that to her?
I know. I wish. And then she electrocuted him back, and they both died simultaneously.
Yeah, they shot laser bolts out of their eyes at each other. Because they are really superhuman, aren't they?
Kind of like, of course. Kind of like the way Nicole Simpson and Ron Goldman killed each other, in some people's theory. Remember that theory that they killed each other?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That theory that some people...
Yeah, some people actually advanced that theory.
He's in the building!
What did she have on the other day, by the way, that I was almost intrigued enough to watch her, but didn't? Something, some sort of gay plant?
I don't know.
That she had going on the other day.
Her ratings must be down, though, because she's doing a lot of sex.
She's going back to her old tricks.
That sex show, the woman with the hundreds of sex partners, and the other woman had 90 sex partners, where Oprah says she can't imagine being around 89 strange penises, and then she talks about something in the face.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Came right out, used the E word.
Wait, what woman was this? Sue Johansson?
The slut she had on. She had on sluts. It was slut day on Oprah.
But Oprah said it.
Yeah.
I have an eating addiction that I'm constantly trying to...
Oh, that's unedited. Do we have the edited version?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, we can't play that version. Oprah can say it on her own show in the afternoon.
With tons
of kids at home. But when we're on the air at 5:11 and kids are in school, we wouldn't dare play it.
Yeah, right. No, can't.
Because we might get in trouble.
Right.
So we'll play the edited version. But she, of course, will play she will say whatever she wants at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right, because she is the great Oprah.
I have an eating addiction that I'm constantly trying to control. I can't imagine myself having a sexual addiction because I just think strange penises would bother me.
89 of them. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty much shut down.
Oh yeah.
All the time, because I've known that there have been instances where I'm eating and I'm not feeling. I'm just eating to repress the feelings. But the idea of a different penis. Literally. You've done some pretty... I mean, you've had, you know, men in your face who you don't even know who they are.
See that?
Yeah.
Tell me, what's going on when you're actually having the sex?
I'm completely disconnected. I shut down.
Isn't that amazing? She can say that.
I shut down.
No problem.
Yeah. None of those?
No problem at all.
For such an intensely, I mean intensely, intense, but an intensely private person. And then now you are just out everywhere, kissing and hugging. What has happened to you? What has happened to you? Something happened to you.
I'm in love.
Listen to that. Wow.
I'm in love. And all those people are weird. It's like, you know, you want to be cool. I was like, yeah, I like her. You know, she's cool.
Aren't they the...
That's not me.
Listen, those piles.
Yeah, trained seals.
You know what? They're all those women. They all look the same, the same age.
Did it start with, is it true that you called her for a meeting for something? Is that true?
Listen, after everything Oprah says, after anything anybody says, they just explode.
Yes!
You know, don't really want to know this?
It was...
Okay, I have to tell you.
Well, okay, tell me.
Okay. Kate, sorry.
This is why you don't go on TV and brag about how in love you are. It's so embarrassing when it falls through.
No, I know what he's doing. He's processing. He's trying to figure out what he is going to tell. What he is going to tell. Yeah, okay. So, okay, process it.
So we met.
You met. Yeah.
How?
Oh, jeez.
How?
How?
Oh, man. Oh, lady.
How?
Okay.
How?
God.
How?
Just how? I admired her, and I thought that I wanted to meet her. So I called her because I wanted to meet her. Honestly, and I just...
God, that crowd.
You see someone's work, and you hear about them, and you hear from people what a special person she is. And I help a lot of people. A lot of people call me for advice.
Oh, listen to this.
You are so helpful.
Oh, nice telling everybody about it.
For that. And so I just meet with people, and I wanted to meet this woman, and I met her, and she's...
He's a great guy. Just ask him.
Yeah.
I met her.
Just like Oprah.
Extraordinary. She's truly... She's...
Listen to those... Aww.
They said...
Oh, God.
I've never seen that.
I know.
And
I thought,
that.
You know what? I thought...
What happened to you?
I have to tell you. No, when you meet someone that's like... You go, huh? And there's so much that we have in common. And I just thought...
I heard you.
I'm
met,
not gonna be. I can't be cool. You know
you're
what
in
I
the
mean?
Same cult.
I can't be laid back. I just—it's something that has happened, and I feel I want to celebrate it. And it's something that, and I want to celebrate her. She's a very special woman, and you're gonna, I'm sure you know her, you're gonna get to know her even more. She's really...
Yeah, now that I've made her in my own image, yeah. You're gonna meet her again. She's already a celebrity. He acts like they don't know her yet.
Yeah, right.
Lady in the audience says, was she anxious to meet you?
I hope so.
Yeah, okay, I heard that you met, and you were so, both of you were so knocked over your feet, that you ended up, you know, flying on your plane, having a sushi dinner. No, that's not true.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we...
She didn't call a friend or family member for 13 days. I thought she was missing.
Motorcycle ride on the beach? Is that true?
Yeah. Listen to that. It's those women.
I don't really go to restaurants because I like doing things. So
did you surprise
like...
her in Rome covering with a hotel room in rose petals? Is that true? Yeah.
Listen, I'm a romantic.
Okay. This is the deal. I know how private you are. That's why I'm so
comfortable. Listen, I have to tell you, I love stuff like that. I'm romantic. And so I like
treating
women in the way that she
deserves. Just ask him.
Deserves
you. No, that's
really.
Yeah, by forcing her to join a cult.
Yeah, that's
within
really
hours
romantic.
Of meeting her.
I love this woman. Okay. So it's with me, it's scuba diving and motorcycles and
she has to do that too, because it's all about me
we'll
and what
right
I
back.
Like. She has to do it.
Oh boy.